This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another Action Movie Guys Podcast. This is episode number 158. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, you already know, we're in our boat, and we're going up the River of Time. In the River of Time, we are currently paddling our way through the 90s. We're halfway through. This week's pick, as voted on by you guys, again, these all were voted on by you, is a 1997 film starring Val Kilmer, Elizabeth Shue, directed by Philip Noyce. I don't know if you know Philip Noyce.
Nope.
He directed Salt. I know you like the movie Salt.
Oh, okay.
It was very Noyce.
Yeah,
and this is a little movie called The Saint. So, Alex, you already know. I got to know. Have you seen this? And if so, when was the last time you saw it?
Never. This is the first time you watch. I mean, yeah, this is the first time. I heard a lot of people talking about it. So I was very, oh, okay. Once you said we were doing
it.
Yeah, once you said we were doing it, I was like, oh, okay. I watched it for free on Paramount. It was on the streaming. So I was like, oh, I didn't have to pay for this one. So yeah, that's the first time.
This is a Paramount film. So there you go. I've seen this. Never. I thought I've seen this movie. When I put this in, I was like, I've seen this thing. I used to tell people if they mentioned it, I was like, yeah, I've seen it. I've never seen it. Once I started watching it, once it started, I was like, I've never seen this movie. I don't know what's going on. So, hey, look at that. A surprise double first time watch. I bought this movie on Blu-ray thinking I saw this movie. And I never did. I'm embarrassed.
I can imagine you going, this movie's awesome, and you never saw the movie.
I'm like, yes, The Saint. I love this.
Yeah.
What is this? What is it? I must have confused it with the, I don't know what. Either way, we're going to review it now. So before we get into the review, you guys already know we're going to give you a little bit of the old Rotten Tomato scores. And this one fares better with one group of people than it does with the other. This one is sitting at a 30% critic score. Not very high. Kind of brutal. 30%. Audiences, though, it's just over fresh, 63%. For the most part, people like it. We'll say that. I don't think it's like well-beloved 63, but 30 and 63. Those are the scores. What do you think?
I honestly could see the audience score. I mean, 63, you said?
Yes.
I thought it would be more like a 65, 68 around there. But 63 is actually not as bad. It's still fresh, but the audience, I don't understand for this type of movie, though, to be really honest with you. Yeah.
Well, let's get into it because I'm very interested to talk about this with you now that I realize I never saw it. I want to get your take on it. I want to get my take on it. So let's go ahead and go on. We're going to start off with the lead character who has 1,000 names in this movie. I just call him Val Kilmer. He's Val Kilmer throughout the whole movie. He is the Saint. What did you think?
Well, first of all, I'll say this. Val Kilmer shows off his acting chops because he plays like so many roles with different voices. Yeah, he was like, to me, he was like the Masters of Disguise, your boy Pistachio. Like he put 20,000 characters.
Pistachio disguising.
He was. I mean, all jokes aside, he was good. Like on it, like his character's a typical spy. I mean, it wasn't like a brand new breed of spy that we're getting on screen here, but one thing that this movie does that different spy movies do that I enjoy, I'm a big spy guy. This movie did very well is him changing into different characters, right? Like he was the Spain dude, and he was like a Romanian, and then he was like some weird other accent. And I love the one that he was the scientist with the goofy hair, and he had the pimple looking one.
He goes to meet the Elizabeth Shue for the first time.
Yeah, with the that was my favorite one. He was, hey there, Miss. I thought that was fun. There was a character that he played sounded like Doc Holliday. I think it could have been a nod to the character Doc Holliday, but he did sound like Doc Holliday.
Whatever guy at the embassy.
He sounded just like Doc Holliday. So anyway, the character was pretty cool. I love the beginning. To give you a little backstory of him, I thought it was pretty cool with there. But then throughout the movie, it was just a typical spy movie. Like nothing outrageous, nothing crazy. I liked the thief. Like he was good. It to be honest with you, dude, you might laugh, but I could see Val Kilmer playing Ethan Hunt if they gave him the role. Because he was actually, I'm not saying now, of course, but I mean, back then, like, if it wasn't Tom Cruise, I could be like, oh, you know what? Like, because of this movie, I could see him part of the MI6 unit of the movie because he did very well. Like, I was very stunned how good he was in this spy movie. I was a believer in this. Some parts was kind of flat. I was just like, yikes. Action sequence with him is not good at all. He's not a fighter. And I'm talking about the character. I'm not talking about the action sequence. He's not. Yeah. Val Kilmer is not known for much action. I know he did Batman, but again, anyone could be in the suit in Batman. You don't see his face. So honestly, I was very torn with this. I gave him a 4 for his acting chops. I think the acting wise was good. So I gave him a 4.
That's nice. Apparently his name is Simon Templar. I looked it up.
Okay.
I thought his name was John the whole movie. I could have sworn.
John Doe.
I could have sworn. I could have sworn at the beginning he said his name was John or something like that. I don't know. And I just watched this. Like, I finished watching it at like 8:45. It's 10 o'clock right now.
I didn't know his name either. So
I thought it was John. And then Elizabeth Shue don't know his name. The credits says Simon Templar. So, okay. I don't know what the hell was going on at that weird school at the beginning. It was so weird. What is that? I guess save it for story and stuff. But as far as this character, he's a guy who plays a bunch of other guys. This is the Mike Myers of thieves. Okay. If you've ever seen Austin Powers, he plays Fat Bastard, Dr. Evil, Austin Powers. This is that. This is what that is. Yes. So, he's not even a guy. So I agree with you. I think Val Kilmer was good.
Yeah.
I think he was good. I thought his acting was good. He plays Jim Morrison. One of his characters in this is Jim Morrison from The Doors, the one that makes him fall in love with Elizabeth Shue. He like writes poetry and stuff like that. Then he was Doc Holliday in The Embassy. Then he was a crazy professor. Then he was a weird Russian guy with long hair.
Yeah.
Who hooks up with Emily Mortimer and gives her a necklace and then steals it back. Listen, I say all this to say this is not a good character because you don't know anything about the actual person. Yeah. All he does is play other people. So everything that happens, and I'll save it mostly for story, it falls flat because it's like, well, who is the guy? Who is he? Even he's like, I don't have a name. What is that? His backstory is he went to a weird school where he got beat with a ruler and killed a little girl by accident.
He didn't. It was the prison killer.
You know, yeah, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean.
He let her fall or whatever.
Yeah.
He grows up to be a thief. He's a thief who has spy gadgets. Where did he get them? I don't know. Who gave them to him? I don't know. I don't know anything. So I give him a 2. I think it's not a great character. I think Val Kilmer's great. I agree. Yeah. If I was scoring the acting, I agree with you, 4. But for Simon Templar, if that's John, as I call him, 2.
John
Doe. Not a big fan of John. Okay, main villain. Let me get his name here. Main villain is Ivan Tretiak. Tretiak? I don't know. It's Russian.
I know what
Russian
you're talking about. This dude is always a Russian in every movie known to man. He was in Mission Impossible. He was in... wasn't he in one of the Guy Ritchie movies?
He might have been.
Stock and Barrel... with the Brad Pitt.
He's in Snatch. He's in Snatch.
Oh, I was way off. Yeah, Snatch.
He's in Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah.
He's in Snatch. He's Boris the Blade in Snatch.
There you go, Boris the Blade.
He's also the homeless guy in Batman Begins. There you go.
I gave him a 3. He was good. I mean, again, this villain didn't do nothing. He gave a speech, got caught. But other than that, through the whole thing, he's trying to get this nuclear code thing. And again, this when it comes to the plot, we'll talk about the storyline. But this character in the movie kind of sucked. But he was a good villain because then you had his son. So he was also like, to me, him and his son, the Russians, like, honestly, there was not much with this guy. He did not fight him at all. No. He came in contact with him when he was himself in the tent. And when he wanted his money transferred back, that's the only time you saw the two characters interact with each other. So, like, for me, he was not a good villain. Like, he's not a good villain. I mean, I gave him a good score of 3, because the actor is really believable in the role. But honestly, I don't like him. I mean, you're right. He wasn't mentioned in Impossible 2 because he was Dimitri. He's like, Dimitri. Was like, is that you?
I gave him actually the same score as you. I gave him a 3. I thought he was okay. He's fine. Like, he's, you know what it is? He's like pretty standard. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're a standard villain, I'll probably give you a 3. If you're substandard, like if you're worse than average, that's where I go to 2 or 1. And if you're better, I go to 4 or 5. He was neither. He was just like really basic villain, rich guy, oil, gasoline tycoon guy in Russia who wants this cold fusion technology so that he can like get more, make more money and become more richer and solve all these problems for Russia, right? For Russia. And, you know, he's a socialist guy and he's fine. His kid was a bastard. I like the kid, actually. He doesn't talk much, but I have issues with that, too, which we'll get to again in storyline. But he was fine. I don't have much else to say. I didn't hate him. He's a guy who pays another guy to do a job. He hires a thief to steal this thing. He gets an incomplete version of it. Then Val Kilmer makes him pay him, even though he didn't get what he wanted. And then he tries to kill him. That's pretty much what he does. He hires goons. But he was okay. He was okay. 3. I didn't hate him either. Okay, action.
This has shit. I mean, let's just... I'm going to be really honest with you. This had not much action in this movie. For a spy movie, it's not much action. He didn't... the one thing that was cool was him in the suit, and he went through the lasers because it was the same room temperature. And I said, yo, that's kind of, like, pretty cool. He looked like a bootleg Spider-Man. But I was like, it's all right. It was pretty cool. He looked like a sci-fi filter, whatever his name was, the video.
Oh, yes.
Right? Splinter Cell?
Not sci-fi filter, the other one. Splinter Cell.
Yeah, the goggles and so on. That looked pretty cool. Honestly, there's not much action. I mean, the explosion when Elizabeth Shue's running away.
Car?
Nah, the car.
No, the car. Yeah, where he blows up the car. Where he,
Yeah, but this is that's it, pretty much it. And then chase. The chasing five on seconds. Top. Yeah, 5 second car chase, them running to the roof. Yeah. He fell into the water. I'm like, that's pretty much it. I gave it. Did he fall in the water?
Yeah, that's the action in this is he fell in water
to save her pills.
Was
he? He did. Yeah, he did. He went to save her pills and fell in hypothermia or whatever.
Hypothermia. He got hypothermia. Oh my god! Yes, that's true. You're right.
He called hypothermia. I mean, like. But honestly, but there's not much. I'm gonna give it a flat standard like you. I'm gonna give it a 3, honestly, because it's a spy movie and this was more story oriented more than action in my eyes. Yeah. So I give it a 3.
That's nice.
That's nice. Thank you for your approval. That's nice.
That's cool. That's cute. I also gave it a 3. I gave it a 3 also. I had the same score. It's like you said, standard. I have the standards, right? To me, three is the middle ground.
Yeah.
This is middle ground action. You know, there's some gun shooting. There is a hand-to-hand fight. It's not great. He gets beat up every time he fights somebody, but he tries. Even the son, like at the beginning when he's stealing the little tiny microchip, he gets beat up pretty much. He loses that. He kicks him in the balls and then he, you know, escapes. He runs away. So there was that. That was cool. I do like that suit. See, I thought he was a spy. And then a little bit in, you find out he's a thief. So it's like, okay, but where did he get all this spy technology? I don't know. But it was cool. I like the suit. The temperature suit thing was neat. I like the way it looks. I loved his mustache. That disguise with the mustache. Hilarious. There was the scene where they're in the tunnel in the little tube with the water. Oh, it's coming and they get, you know, they climb out the thing. And I was like, that was cool. And they're running. There's some running. I'm trying to think of everything that happens. There's to blow up a car. That's it. It's okay. They chase him through the building. Chase him through the building on feet. 3. I've seen worse. There was like just enough. When it started to get boring, they were like, start running or something. You know what I mean? So it was fine. I'll give it a 3 like you. I didn't feel generous with the 3. Okay. Storyline.
Another, honestly, the story was freaking weird. I'm going to be honest with you. The shit started off in the Red Room from Black Widow.
Right.
In the Red School of dudes and dudettes. Like, I really don't know what was going on, to be honest with you, in the beginning. It did not open up as a spy movie. It really opened up like a weird love drama type movie, to be honest with you. The storyline was a generic. Elizabeth Shue had this formula for nuclear fusion. I hope I'm saying it right.
Cold fusion.
Cold fusion, yeah. For cold fusion. And he steals it from her, but then falls in love with her. And she was hot. I'm not even going to lie. Elizabeth Shue was really cute back then. I still think she's beautiful at her age now.
I still love her now. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. And then he falls in love with her. She tracks him down. I don't know how, but she tracks him down super quick. Which I was like, okay, freaking weird, but cool. With all those disguises. I was like, wow. And
I said, wow. Look at that. She did it.
She did. Like, she literally tracked his ass down and no one else could figure him out. Even the cops. Yeah. Anyway, to be honest with you, the story is just a generic thief story. Stole code. She figured it out. At the end, she saves the hero and the president of Russia. Was it Russia? It was Russia. The president of Russia. I gave it a standard flat 3. I thought it was a basic, but a pretty good executed storyline. Besides the beginning.
Yeah. I'm on par with you. I thought I was going to have stuff to say in storyline. I don't. I have stuff to say in overall. The storyline's not terrible. The story of like this master thief, world class thief, who is hired by random people who don't know him and he doesn't know them. And he does these jobs and then he gets paid millions. And he's, for some reason, again, nothing's explained in this movie. Well, that's my issue. He wants to get to 50 million. He's like really stuck on getting to 50 million. I'm like, okay, you got 47, 44. You're close enough. Just, nope, I got to get 50 million and then I'm done. And that part cracks me up when he's walking and he sees his bank account go to 50 and he goes, 50 million. I'm done. He says it out loud.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking to anybody. He's just like, 50 million. I'm done. Yeah, we know. You said that earlier. So that's kind of funny. But the storyline's not bad. You know, he's doing a job and it goes wrong. You're right. That is one of the most generic thief storyline. You know, this is mixed of a spy movie and a heist, I guess.
Yeah.
And the heist goes wrong. And then he has to defend. I gave it a 3. I don't think the storyline, like the plot is the main issue. But we're about to get to overall, I got stuff to say. So a 3. I agree with you. It's standard. Okay, overall.
Okay. All right. Let's just pump the brakes here. I mean, that's the best. Let's just pump the brakes.
We got to calm down with all these threes.
Let's just be honest here. The thing I love about doing the podcast is the fact once we break down all the categories and everything, now it comes to reality when it hits the overall. When you break it down, it's fun and everything. But in reality, this movie is hitting a dead duck, bro. It was a slow burn. I don't even know what the hell that means, hitting a dead duck, but I just made a metaphor there.
This movie did it, if that's a thing.
Yeah, it literally is a slow burn of a spy movie. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of movies like this and spy movies. Yeah. But this movie is a very slow burn that has no executed storyline for these characters or character development. It was just pretty much Val Kilmer at his prime of 97, because like Tombstone was just around there where he won his Oscar, I believe.
And Batman Forever was 2 years before.
Yeah.
So he was like primo.
Yeah, he's A-list Val Kilmer right now. Elizabeth Shue is still top of her game right now also. So you're throwing these two actors out there. But to me, the way everything was told was very, needed to be more ironed out. The beginning was very horrible to tell this story. Did not feel like what we're getting. You're absolutely right. It felt like a Mission Impossible movie, but then he's a thief. Like what? Like it was just a weird, it was a weird mixture of genres without telling us why and how and why is he doing this? Is he a psycho? Is he mentally off? Is he, you know, did the girl falling reminded him of Elizabeth Shue? Because that's what I thought. She looked like the girl that fell. And I was like, oh, okay, that kind of makes sense why they fall in love with each other. There's a lot of missed opportunities here. The soundtrack is not good in this movie. It was just a typical spy soundtrack. The villains were kind of weak in this movie. No big climactic, no big moment in the movie that made me go, wow, this is actually awesome. Yes, I do enjoy him playing multiple characters in the film. I thought it worked well because he's an A-list actor, so you got to see his range in acting when he plays different characters. I thought it was awesome. It was phenomenal for those of you that are into actors doing this stuff. This is a good movie for it. Honestly, in terms of rating this movie overall, I thought I was going to go into this movie liking it because I thought it was a spy. It's not a spy. It's more of a heist film than a spy film, if you understand what I mean. So for me, I gave this a 2.5. I can't give this a good, I can't give it a good for 3. Like, I can't put it in the standard. I had to knock it down a point, some points, because it did not work for me as much. So I gave it 2.5.
Yeah, when I was watching it at that beginning part, I was like, oh, Alex probably likes this part. Like with the heist part, with the suit. Yeah. And I was like, this is right up your alley with the James Bond and the gadgets. And the here's the problem with this freaking movie. nothing. I repeat, nothing ever is explained ever in this whole movie. Stuff just happens over and over and over. And it gets to the point of like, how do these, you said it best without even knowing it. She finds him. How in the hell did she find, he's supposed to be a super good, amazing criminal who no one knows who he is. No, she finds him going in the train station or wherever the airport, wherever he was. How do these villains know where they are all the time? They go and they're hiding in the water. You're telling me you don't know he's in the water, but 2 minutes later, you know he's in that exact building. All the way. Yes! The guy gets out of the car. He gets out of the car. He looks at the building. He's like, that looks like the one they're in. Then he goes in there and he's like, where's the Americans? We'll pay you for the Americans.
500.
This girl puts her in a super secret chamber. Okay. And this one lady looks in the vent. They're in there. They're in there. I'm like, how does she know they're in there?
I'm medics in the vent.
Oh my God. Yeah. Then they go down and then there's these random people in the sewers, like random freedom fighter people with guns. And they're like, go in this tube. It goes right to the embassy.
There were paint dealers. They were selling paintings.
Yeah. What? What in the, you don't know how many times I've seen there watching the movie going, what is happening?
Yeah.
And I was paying attention really good. You know, when we review a movie here, I'm not on my phone. I'm not like, I watch it because we have to break it down. And I didn't know what was going on ever. And never. The beginning in the weird school. I'm like, what is this? What does it mean? And then he grows up to be a thief. What does it mean? Why are they all named? Why is he named after the saint? What is, I don't understand. You know what's also horrible? Elizabeth Shue. Okay. Elizabeth Shue, good actress. I like her. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Their whole like love story doesn't make any sense. First of all, she's like a freaking nuclear scientist because she's figuring out cold fusion and all this stuff. She's super smart. This guy comes into this like museum or whatever. And he's like Jim Morrison with long hair. And he's like drawing with like charcoal on a paper. She's like, oh, you're an artist? And he looks like a dirty bum and he has long hair and he talks with an accent. He talks like this all the time. They have this long conversation at dinner. I don't even remember what they're talking about. And she's just like head over heels for this guy. I'm like, really? You're like a top of the line woman. You're like, you're gorgeous. You're a scientist. And you like this weirdo who's sitting like a bum in a hallway with a bloody head. And you're like, oh, your head's bleeding. Let me bring you to my apartment. This is safe. It doesn't make any sense. And then after he steals her stuff, she's still like, yeah, I love you. I don't care. I don't care if you stole your stuff, my stuff, and I don't know your name, and you look different, and you're kind of crazy. I still love you. It doesn't make any sense. The script, the storyline, the plot's not terrible. The script is terrible. Horrible, bottom of the barrel, garbage, horrible. A one. And I didn't want to give this movie a one. I didn't. I wanted to give it a 2. But the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, none of this makes any sense. I'm not invested because I don't know who the guy is. Again, thought his name was John for the whole movie. His name is not John. These villains just know where they are. Magic. Everything is magic. Everything is like magically here we are. And then we know where you are. I'm going to give it a 2. I wrote down 2. So I'm giving it a 2. But I hated it. I liked watching Kilmer work. And I liked watching Elizabeth Shue work. They're the reason I'm going to give it a 2. They did their best. They didn't write the movie. So that's the end of my rant.
That was a long rant. And the good thing is that you didn't even add that they donated it for free. The fusion.
That's the worst part. She's like, you didn't have to steal it. You could have just asked me for it. And I'm like, what? Why? Why? Yeah. And then they give it at the end. You just changed my mind. 1. Let me minus 1 point. All right. So what is your total points?
My total points is 15.5.
All right. My new total points is 12. 12 out of 25. Look, again, I thought I knew this movie. and I thought I liked it. It turns out I didn't know this movie and I don't really like it. So I think there's moments. I think it's well directed. Honestly, I think Philip Noyce did a good job. It feels like a 90s movie, which I do like that. You're right. The score is kind of whack. The performances are good, but the script is just, what is happening? It just doesn't make any sense. So really a really mixed bag of a movie, in my opinion.
I agree.
Okay. So I'm done yelling about The Saint. It was a lot of fun. Next episodes, next week, we're continuing on with our Die Hard series with Live Free or Die Hard, starring Bruce Willis and the guy from the Mac commercials back in the day, Justin Long, and some other people. And then moving through the 90s, we got a big, now Alex, now we got a big one that I know I have seen and you have seen, because we are going to be reviewing the Chris Rock slapping Will Smith film Independence Day. I don't know how we got to episode 160 before we got Independence Day, but here we are. It's summertime, right? I wish this was July. It's June, and we're going to be doing some Independence Day, and very excited to talk about that one.
The question that I have for you is, are we going to do the director's cut?
Sure.
Let's do the director's cut. I mean, everyone does the regular version. Let's do the director or extended cut, whatever it's called.
We'll be doing Independence Day, directors, or extended, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The bigger, longer one.
Yeah, we're going to do that one. Yeah. All right, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix or head over to our new official website at www.geeksandflix.com. You can check out the videos and audios of the Action Movie Guys podcast there, or merchandise for you guys there. Other than that, that's your host,
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.